in a very old tradition to celebrate the feast of the first martyr, the day after the feast of the birth of the Lord. And it's got many beautiful things about it, but see, one is sort of reality therapy. You know, believing in Christ can bring all this in its train. People will hate you. And the more we are overt about our faith and try to help other people come into this blessing, the more some people will hate us. And that's what our Lord's talking about. So we have here now, you see, snippets in Acts. A little bit from chapter 6 and then skip a lot and go to chapter 7. If you want today, just go read the whole of chapter 6 and 7. It's a story not unlike our own of resistance to God. And Stephen points it out. And so when they heard this, they were infuriated and they ground their teeth at him. They were pretty upset. Why? You see, when the truth is really preached, you're either going to yield or you're going to be infuriated. You just can't. Now, people try by mocking it and so forth, but it doesn't last. And so you can see now, I mean, just think of the wave of anti-Christian stuff going on right now in this country, in our beloved country, founded by Christians. At least the white man part of it, you know, founded by Christians. And now they're, but see, that's the way it has to go. If Satan is going to take over this country, he's got to do something to get rid of the Christians. And it's about time we woke up. Because we still have time to love our those who malign us and win them over. We still have time. But we better get up doing it. Can you see the way this whole country is drifting? I mean, this whole thing about this hillbilly family, I forgot the name of the thing now, but I mean, this is ridiculous. And yet, it's happening, and it will happen. And so, when they heard this, the speech that we didn't hear, but you can go home and read it, they ground their teeth at him. They were pretty upset. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man," he's never renounced that title, you see, "standing at the right hand of God." They cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears. I don't know if you've ever been, because we are crowds, are not exactly like this, you know. But over in the Middle East, this is not uncommon. Get everybody excited and do something violent or stupid. Or it's amazing. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid down their cloaks. It wasn't that he was just standing there. He was participating in this, huh? At the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And later on, you know, "Do not hold this sin against them." Paul, that was, thus was the early seeds of his conversion. You know, when he saw that man, it's a very painful way to die, praying for those who were killing him. It did something to him. And then when the Lord met him on the road, he understood. And he spent the rest of his life until he was killed. He was beheaded because he was a Roman citizen. You can't crucify Roman citizens. So, this is the day after Christmas that the church is doing this. You got the idea? Christmas vacation is not eternal. There is one, but it hasn't started yet for us. And so, beware, they'll hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And so, Jesus is prophesying here what happens to Stephen. A few weeks, few months, few years later, whatever. Whenever Jesus said this, this is in chapter 10 of Matthew, which is the mission, one of the missionary discourses. If you go out and tell everybody who I am and what I've done and how much they need my death and resurrection, some people are going to get mad. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. Nothing that the grace of God can't fix anyway. But when that happens, don't worry about how you're going to speak or what you are to say. You know, I think I mentioned her before, Tatiana Goricheva, a Russian intellectual. She did her degree in Germany on Heidegger, I think. And she was teaching philosophy in Russia. And she'd had 3 or 4 abortions, you know. And this friend of hers said, "You must come and talk to this guru I've got, some guy from India." So she was, why not, you know? So she went, and the guru gave her, for her mantra, the Our Father. How God works these things out, I don't know. And so that night, she had the text. She didn't know the Our Father, of course. She got it somewhere. She sat down on the floor to meditate and to have this as her mantra. And the minute she started to say it, she was overwhelmed with the beauty and the love and the tenderness of the Father. And she became a Christian. And that's why the title of her book, It Is Dangerous to Talk About God. That's the name of the title of her book. And so she was around doing all this. The KJV got a hold of her. And this is why I reminded her, because she said, "You know, I have a doctorate. I speak 4 languages. But I would never get in a debate with those KJV guys, because the spirit moving them is smarter than I am. It's the devil. And so I'm not going to argue with him. Here's my name. Here's my passport number. You know, that's all." So finally, they gave her a choice. This is amazing. Either go in exile or go to a concentration camp. You've got your choice. So she went to her spiritual director and said, "Which one should I choose?" He said, "Go into exile." So she did, and then she came back. But the title of her book is, It Is Dangerous to Talk About God. And what shocked her most when she got to Germany was, I'm a Christian, I'm a Christian. Not paying any price for saying that, and not living it. And that's what she meant. It is dangerous to talk about God. You blah, blah, blah about God, but you don't do anything. That's dangerous. You'd be better off a communist. And so, 2,000 years later, the story of Stephen is repeated. But we have to love people and tell them. And you know, the more you know and love Jesus, the more you know exactly what that person needs. Jesus. Why does that remind me of something I'm trying to remember now? Somebody, and I've forgotten who, I think it was a bishop someplace, and there was a bunch of this, and he said to me, oh no, I remember the story now. Anyway, what does the world need? This happened more than once. Because another story I just thought of about Ralph Martin, he was talking to the Pope. The Pope said, what does the world need, Ralph? He said, Jesus. The Pope said, Jesus. Everybody there said, Jesus. That's what the world needs. But, as Tatiana reminds us, it is dangerous to talk about God. First place, you commit yourself. In the second, you can get a lot of people frightened and angry. But we have to keep it up.